Welcome to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. My guest is Scott Tipps. Scott Tipps, the president of the National Health Federation. The National Health Federation has been around as a consumer protection organization since the 1950s, and I'm happy to say that Scott is a regular contributor to the show. Scott, you do much important work to protect consumers in the United States and around the world. What is some of the work that you're working on now with the discussion about smart meters?
You know, it's funny, Josh, but you would have thought that the smart meter issue was a dead issue because we were first addressing it 10, 12 years ago, actually, maybe even longer ago. But it's reared its ugly head again. And on a local level in various counties across America, it's become really the hot button issue right now because there's a big push on the part of county governments and state governments to install smart meters in the electric grid. And what a lot of people don't realize when these are being forced upon them is that these smart meters emit these intense pulsed bursts of non-ionizing radio frequency microwave radiation, and they do it at a much higher level than, say, from cell phones. As dangerous as cell phones are to one's health, smart meters are even more dangerous because, unlike cell phones, smart meters are running every second continuously. And, you know, we've found that there are over 5,000 studies that have found that non-ionizing microwave radiation is harmful to humans, it's harmful to animals, and it's even harmful to plants. You know, we have large-scale tree deaths, plant die-offs, and bee colony collapse disorder, and they've all been reported soon after the installation of smart meters. These are not healthy devices, and yet the utility companies will tout them as being, no harm to you. They'll install them in multifamily homes, you know, dwellings, like apartment or condo units, right above where they hit every person in the condos or in the apartment complex. And they're causing all sorts of health problems. But, you know, it gets even worse than that because smart meters, what a lot of other people don't realize, even those already opposed to smart meters, is that these devices are incendiary devices. They have no ground or surge protection to provide safety against fires, and there are numerous reports of these devices just sort of spontaneously combusting. It's absolutely crazy, and yet they want to put these in to people's homes or in proximity of one's homes. And, you know, some of us who might live out in the countryside and the smart meters a distance away think they might be safe, but they really aren't. These signals can travel up to a mile away. And so even if you're strong and you prevent a smart meter from being put into your yard or your home, your neighbor may have not been so strong, and he or she might be permitting this smart meter on their property, which is impacting your health because you're close enough to be affected by it. It's a bad deal all around. Hey, and to add insult to injury, I just thought of some other thing, is people are finding their electric bills are going up after the installation of smart meters. They aren't even accurate. And then to further add insult to injury, smart meters have a limited lifespan. They have to be replaced something on the order of like every 5 or 7 years, which is 3 or 4 times more frequently than the analog meter's lifespan, which typically lasts for 20 years. So it's a bum deal all around, all for the convenience of the public utility districts. And so there are a lot of people up in arms about this. And NHF, speaking in particular about what we've been doing up in Washington State, especially in Lewis County, we've been fighting this because they're trying to shove this down the throats of everyone. And yet it's a huge danger. It's a great expense. Oh, and if you want to opt out of it, they wanted to charge $50 a month for you to opt out of it. Now, NHF and some other people were able to get it reduced down to $25 a month in Lewis County, Washington State. But when you compare that to the neighboring county where Olympia, the state capital, was located, which only charges $7 an hour, it's still an insult. So they really are trying to pull a fast one. But fortunately, a lot of people have awakened to this, and there's been strong opposition in Washington State and in other states to the installation of these smart meters. There's no need for them. And they've caused a lot of people to awaken, really, and say and see the problems with this scheme that's being pushed.
Our guest is Scott Tipps. Scott Tipps, the president of the National Health Federation, a consumer protection group in around helping people in the United States and around the world since the 1950s. Scott, is there any other organizations who are concerned about the adverse effects of smart meters that are working with the National Health Federation?
There actually are, but working with us, maybe working at the same time as us.
Okay.
There are, on the East Coast, I believe, there's a smart meter organization. I'm sorry, I don't recall the name right offhand, but they've been quite effective at raising awareness of these problems. They deserve credit, and so I'm a little bit embarrassed to say I don't recall the name of the organization right now, but I think it's Stop Smart Meters. I think it's called Stop Smart Meters. It's a very generic name, but it's an effective name because it tells you exactly what they oppose.
Right.
They're probably the main ones other than us.
Here's a question. Are there any mainstream publications, the New Yorker, the Atlantic Monthly, the New York Times, the Washington Post, is anybody, the Dallas Morning News, is anybody writing about this, not making fun of people who are opposed to smart meters?
No, not really. Okay. Could I be honest, even the local newspaper in Lewis County refused to come out to the Board of Supervisors hearing just last week, I think it was before Christmas, and they wouldn't even cover the story. So to them, it's a dead issue. But in reality, and you don't hear about it.
Right.
You don't hear about it on the media. You don't hear about it really, even honestly, much on the internet. But there are groups that have formed about this, and they're raising awareness mainly through social media and through word of mouth and their own networks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these are ad hoc organizations that just sort of spring up.
Right. For the listeners of Here's to Your Health, what are the health implications of smart meters?
The health implications are, leaving aside the financial aspects of it, is they could start a fire in your home and burn your house to the ground, killing you in the process.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, because they emit high non-ionizing microwave radiation, this has been shown repeatedly, thousands of times, to be harmful to human health. So it could start all sorts of problems in your body, from degrading your immune system to kick-starting cancer. It's not clearly known on everything what it can cause, but they do know it causes health injury.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something the utility companies just sort of dismiss offhandedly. But the reality is that they're very dangerous, and not only to your health, your pet animal's health, other animals around, and plants. Plants put in the vicinity of smart meters do not thrive. They actually start declining in health. So there's a clue right there that they are not healthy for you.
Right.
And they will tell you, the public utility district and others, the promoters of smart meters will tell you that, oh, do you have a smart meter? I mean, do you have a cell phone? Well, it's the same as having a cell phone. And since most people, almost everyone, has a cell phone, they go, oh, okay, I guess it's not dangerous. But it actually is far more radiation emitted by smart meters than by cell phones.
Okay.
So this is a huge problem. And to live in this day in and day out, a lot of people are reporting that when they either put a dampening device around the smart meter, or they even just unplug their own router for their internet system, they sleep much, much more soundly.
Right.
And that alone is a benefit right there, because we need sound sleep to regenerate our immune systems and our health in general.
Wow. Our guest is Scott Tipps. Scott Tipps, the president of the National Health Federation, a consumer organization helping us worldwide, not just in the United States, but worldwide since the 1950s, talking about smart meters, which really is a problem. It's a problem when we know that it does cause health issues, and yet it is kind of laughed at by a lot of people, or maybe just completely ignored, especially by the media. And we need the media to inform us about important issues. So, Scott, how can listeners of Here's to Your Health contact the National Health Federation to learn more about your important work?
Well, thank you on that, Josh, because we do need support. And you can join the organization by going to our website, www.thenhf.com, so thenhf.com, and you can sign up for our e-list, which is right there on the homepage. Just click there. And we don't spam or give away or trade or exchange or sell or rent your email addresses, so you won't be suddenly bombarded by emails from all these other organizations or people or companies or anything like that just because you signed up with us. But really, the big help would be becoming a member, because it's our members who sustain us and enable us to fight for your health freedom, to fight for your health rights, to kind of stop these attempts both domestically and internationally, because we operate globally. Mm-hmm. We're operating at many different levels, and this is just one level that's gotten down to the county level even. But we do fight for our members and even non-members' rights, but we could use the support. So www.thenhf.com.
Thank you. Our guest is Scott Tipps. Scott Tipps, the president of the National Health Federation, a very important, influential consumer protection organization around since the 1950s. And Scott, so does National Health Federation, is it a non-governmental organization? Is that what you'd call it, an NGO?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's actually an INGO even. It's an international non-governmental organization actually recognized by Codex Alimentarius as such. And we're the world's oldest health freedom organization. We've been around next month, it'll be 69 years.
Wow.
So we're the oldest and the most experienced health freedom group around. And we hope to be operating another 69 years, that is, unless we're able to completely win health freedom for everyone.
Right.
And then that'll be a different story.
Right, right. And Scott, you are allowed to speak at these Codex meetings in Europe. You're one of the few organizations that is. Is that not correct?
You are absolutely correct. We're the only health freedom organization allowed to actively participate at the Codex Alimentarius meetings. And in fact, just the last week of November, it's about a month ago, I returned from a trip to Rome to attend the Codex Alimentarius Commission meeting there, where we argued on several issues, the most important of which was Zilpaterol, which was a big multi-year battle to keep that from being introduced into the food supply by companies like Merck and Dow Chemical and companies like that.
Right. Well, Scott, we have about a minute left. Could you mention to the listeners what Zilpaterol is?
Oh, yeah. Zilpaterol is just a vet animal drug. It's a non-steroidal vet drug that's meant, I call it the Arnold Schwarzenegger drug. It's meant to beef up, add more muscle to cattle, to turkey, to poultry of all kind, to pigs, and to lower the fat content. So they have a more expensive cut of meat to sell. So it has nothing to do with the animal's health. It has nothing to do with human health. It's all about marketing and making more money. And that's exactly what I pointed out at the last meeting when no one else did, is that it's all about making money. And that's what Zilpaterol is about. It's not about, it's not therapeutic. It doesn't help the animals one bit. It won't cure one animal of one illness anywhere. It's a ridiculous drug that's just meant to make more money at the expense of our health.
Right. Our guest has been Scott Tipps. Scott Tipps, the president of the National Health Federation. And the National Health Federation and Scott are regular contributors to the show. And I urge the listeners of History Health to please support the National Health Federation. They are really doing excellent work. They have an excellent track record to help protect us. This is Josh Lane, listening to Here's to Your Health. We take a short break, and we'll be right back after these important messages.